How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real UFC to talk about if you want to do that. Obviously, we got Wimbledon going on in the background right now as I'm watching that. Talking to Mike Wilson on the air right now. We've obviously got NFL football we can talk about. We've got NBA basketball, free agency, summer league to talk about. We're at a loss for things to talk about, my friend. Good morning, pal. How are you?
Nah, I'm doing good. Yeah, we certainly don't have a loss to talk about, but I don't know. I'm hanging out with my son yesterday a little bit, and he just goes, "Dad," I just can't wait for football. Just get football season here, Dad. That's all I need right now. My Steelers, people getting hit, people getting lit up. Yeah, we can talk about the NFL all we want today if that is the plan.
You know, it's interesting because I mentioned last week about Aaron Donald potentially being a trade, things along those lines. You know, there has been a lot going on. Obviously, we know Aaron Rodgers now with the Jets, no more Tom Brady. So, yeah, tons of things to talk about in the sports world. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk baseball and maybe even some hockey. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world, as we know. We are tracking down our professor of sports, John Poulter, and we do have him at this moment in time. So, good morning, John. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Another day in paradise here in the Valley of the Sun. It's just incredibly warm, but nothing to complain about there, to be honest with you, because sure beats the alternative. But speaking of the alternative, things are tightening up in that American League East all of a sudden.
Are they ever?
Those Baltimore Orioles are playing fantastic baseball. The Rays have hit a skid. They've lost seven straight. So that seems to be interesting. And you know what? The Yankees have gotten it under 10. Same with Toronto. They're under 10 now. Boston even under 10. That division is going to be fun as hell to watch the rest of the way. We already know that. Now we have something changing in the Central. The Guardians are on top. They're ahead of Minnesota by a half a game, and the Tigers are 5.5 back there. But I don't know if that really matters, because only one team in that division is going to wind up making the playoffs. You got the Rangers, who are holding off the Astros at the moment, and I think we probably think it's only a matter of time, but we'll see how things transpire and we'll see how it goes the rest of the way. Seattle hanging in there at 500, but after that, same thing with the Angels. But again, you're going to have to win that division probably, or be really, really close to have a chance to make the playoffs, in my humble opinion, being a wild card. The Braves are all of a sudden the best team in baseball. It's pretty shocking and pretty crazy. Like, wow, what have they won? Three straight now, and 9-1 in their last 10 games. And the Marlins are, they're hanging, right? Like, they're hanging. And to me, I think that's one of the most impressive stories that we're going to be continuing to talk about. And it's interesting, in that division, you have the Mets, who there was so much talk about, and they're five games under 500. Like, it's crazy when you think about it. The Brew Crew and the Reds seem to be battling this thing out, but the Reds are on top right now. They've got a couple game edge. And then you look at the West. Our Diamondbacks are continuing to hold off the L.A. Dodgers. So I think a lot has changed, John, but a lot has stayed the same. And in a lot of ways, I like it when division races are division races. I want to see Baltimore only a couple games back. I want to see the Yankees continue to pick up on this. And I want to see a battle to see who wins the division. That's what it's all about, right or wrong.
Right. I love these division races, and you know, you hate to see these divisions where there's a huge lead. And right now there's only one division, and that's that Braves division where there's a huge lead. The Braves, as you mentioned, 9.5 up on the Miami Marlins. And, you know, you talk about how times change, and we've been talking about the Tampa Bay Rays all season and the record that they have. Looking at some numbers this morning, if you look at the Tampa Bay Rays from April 30th to today, they are only 34-29. That's a long ways from what we saw in April, when I think there was something like 23-6. You know, outstanding numbers. The Braves, the same thing, 42-19 since the 30th of April. So there's a couple of teams that are really starting to pick up and catch fire, I guess is the best way to put it, with the Braves. I've always thought the Braves were the best team in the National League. After what I've seen in the last week to 10 days with the Rays, 3-7 in their last 10, the last seven of those losses, as you mentioned, I think the Braves are the best team in baseball, and I would be very, very shocked to see anybody give them much of a challenge in the National League. Although the Dodgers have made hay in the last little while, 7-3 in their last 10, they've made some gains on the Diamondbacks, who were 4-6, so all of a sudden, that lead is down to a half a game, and they're even in the loss column. So I think we kind of knew the Dodgers had a run in them. I think we're starting to see that. Whether it's a short-term or long-term, who knows? But what a great way to end the so-called first half of the season as we head into the All-Star break.
Good morning, John. Nice talking to you again.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, look, there are so many players that are just, to me, it can be appointment television. There's Mookie Betts, there's Judge, there's Trout, Otani, you know, when they're not hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, three of those guys are hurt.
Right. But, I mean, you know, when they're not hurt, it's like I'll tune in and watch because they bring a certain level of excitement to the game. This Ellie De La Cruz.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I mean, this guy is just appointment television. He's a walking highlight. Just talk to me about how good this guy already is and how good he can be moving forward.
Well, we probably shouldn't talk about this while Andy's still listening, because he did quite a number on his Brewers yesterday, stealing second, third, and home in the same sequence. And boy, I tell you, this is a kid with a lot of talent, a lot of confidence. That steal of home was almost daring. To see him standing there daring the pitcher to try and throw him out. And quite frankly, none of those three steals were even close. I mean, the steal of second was, I think he kind of thought caught them a little bit asleep. The steal of third was totally out of nowhere. And the steal of home was just almost arrogance. But, you know, here's a kid that's been up in the major leagues, about 5 weeks now? He's already hit for the cycle. Yeah. He's stolen three bases in the same game. I think appointment televisions might be a good way to describe his actions, Mike. And quite frankly, it's kind of nice to see Cincinnati getting back into that race after being down for so many years. We've seen the Brewers, the Cardinals, and in the mid-2010s, the Cubs be the teams in that division. The Pirates and the Reds sort of almost also rans for most of that decade. It is kind of nice to see them get back, and all of a sudden they're now sitting there with a two-game lead. So interesting baseball is definitely a great way to describe it.
All I got to say on that whole thing is I literally just watched it again, okay? So I watched him steal second base, and there was a throw made, right? Like, he beat the throw there. Third base, there was nobody even on the base, right? Like, what the hell were they thinking, first and foremost? And then the home one, like you said, it was basically like he was – it was like watching Little League, I'll be honest with you. But it was almost like you're saying. He literally was hearing him, and the Brewers were dilly-dallying, right? So what did he do? He took advantage of their dilly-dallying, if you ask me. And you know what? Every now and then, I feel like we see that happen in Major League Baseball where, you know, the unthinkable happens. You just don't want it to happen to your team, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But with that being said, you mentioned injuries just a moment ago about the three of the four guys that Mike was talking about. Do you see an injury that potentially could really, really hurt a team?
Yeah,
maybe what about our Arizona Diamondbacks? Maybe that's the reason why they've lost the last couple games.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I've heard that Corbin Carroll has been.
Yes.
I don't think he hasn't been put on the injured list yet, and I got an interesting comment on the injured list when we're on this segment as well. But Carroll apparently has had some shoulder issues, and there's some question about how healthy he really is. But I mean, the impact that he has made as a rookie with that team, to me, has got to be a big piece of the Diamondbacks' success. But, you know, we're talking about injuries, and I took a look at the injury list this morning, and I only looked at pitchers. I did not look at position players, and I did not look at pitchers with injuries that were classified as day-to-day. But across Major League Baseball, there are 63 pitchers on the 10- or 15-day disabled list, and an astounding 134 pitchers across Major League Baseball on the 60-day list, and most of those are out for the season, and most of them are listed as elbow or shoulder injuries. No wonder we're seeing funny pitching going on in this game today. We've got expanded teams, expanded rosters, we've got an expansion because we've got, you know, 30 teams now, whereas we had 20 at one time. Is it any wonder that the pitching is so poor when you see those kind of numbers?
No, and that's a great point. I'm going to add, think about the season we had before, right? Like, they did not really get what they normally get. Think about it, man. March was awful in Arizona. Those guys were not getting their normal throwing in.
Exactly.
So when you think about it, it kind of makes a little bit of sense to me that there are more injuries this season. They didn't get the proper reps in when the boys of summer were coming back. So it all kind of makes sense. We got to take a break. We'll come back with John Poulter, a professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf coming at you. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the line with us. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we do talk hockey with him when it's appropriate, but we also talk Major League Baseball. And I just want to get my finish my point on what I was saying right before we went to break. You know, when you don't have the spring training time to get your reps in and you get rushed into a season somewhat, not really, but under the circumstances because of the weather. Like, if you guys remember what it was like, at least I know what it was like here in Arizona, and I think they were getting similar stuff in Florida. We had tons of rain in January, February, March. It was probably one of the most rainy, cold seasons that I've ever lived through here in Arizona. So in a weird way, I always feel like the most important people to go to spring training, John, and you'd know this better than me, I really think it's all about the pitchers and the catchers. Like, they have to build that rapport. They got to get those guys' arms going. They need to get their work in. Like, position players, I don't know. I don't feel like it's the same. I think you can get your reps in a different way being a second baseman and being a third baseman than you can being a pitcher and a catcher. I think that's why they report earlier, probably, because they have to get that rapport. So to a certain degree, I kind of understand why there's so many pitchers on the DL, on the IL, whatever, because they didn't get their proper work in this year, John. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think it goes a little bit deeper than that, Andy. We've also got the World Baseball Classic to keep in here. Some of these guys were missing spring training because they were in the World Baseball Classic. Yes, they were getting some game action, but getting that game action in key situations a lot earlier than they normally would. So does that put a strain on them? But I think the one thing that we all tend to forget when we look at this is that in the 2020 season, because of COVID, there was no minor league baseball played. And pitching development generally is on a 3 to 4 year cycle. And we're now into that third season since 2020. So a lot of the younger guys that are now graduating to the major leagues in the pitching department are guys that didn't throw a pitch competitively in 2020. So at a very key year in their development process, they were inactive. And I think that's starting to catch up with some of those guys as well. And if you look at the disabled list, or the injured list as they call it now, you will see a variety of names on there. You'll see, you know, the big names like DeGrom and so on and so forth, but you'll also see the names that are young guys that are 24, 25, guys that missed throwing pitches in the 2020 season, building up those 150, 160 innings in the minor leagues, maybe missing a year at AA, maybe missing a year at AAA. Key years in the development of any major league pitcher, and I think that's coming back to bite them as well. And, of course, now we've got a totally different game as far as pitching is concerned. We really don't have pitchers anymore. We have throwers. With all of these bullpens that they're building and trying to go through a lineup only once or twice, you're getting guys coming in to start games now, and for the most part, they're throwing as hard as they can for as long as they can, and then they're getting them out of there. I think that's got to be a strain on an elbow and a shoulder. And if you look at the list of injuries, some of the stuff that's on there, like the number of guys, the young guys that are down there for Tommy John surgery and stuff like that, and shoulder inflammation and so on and so forth, it's actually a little scary. And you have to wonder if all of these years of throwing as long as you can, as hard as you can at 100 miles an hour are starting to catch up with some of these guys.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, very interesting. John, I got a couple of questions for you. You know, we start off, you know, Andy always starts off talking about division races, how close people are and how tight the division races are. Is Baltimore a team that can overtake Tampa Bay and win that division? And then who do you think ultimately wins that the AL Central between Minnesota and Cleveland? Because that, I mean, I don't know what to make of that. I just think if it's a Tuesday, Cleveland could win it. Thursday, you know, Minnesota could win it. You know, it just seems real topsy-turvy. But what do you think about those two division races?
Well, I'll look at the Central one first, and I think you've summed it up pretty good, Mike. I think we can probably say that Kansas City and Detroit are hopeful of getting into the race, probably unlikely to get into the race. Minnesota has been around 500 all season. Cleveland has finally got back to 500 and yesterday got a game over 500 at 45-44. And the White Sox, you never really know what you're going to get with the White Sox. I thought the White Sox were starting to play some good baseball. Then they played the Blue Jays three games this week, and I had a chance to watch all three of those games. And quite frankly, Blue Jays were good value for their win in each of the three games in that series. So I don't think the White Sox are ready to challenge. I think it's down to Cleveland and Minnesota. And it's kind of like the National League Central was a few years ago when, you know, depending on what day you looked at the standings, your team could be in first place or they could have lost three positions since the last time you looked. So I still think that Minnesota is probably a better team there. But, you know, Terry Francona is an excellent manager, has had a history of getting the most out of what he has. Cleveland is one of the teams that only has three pitchers on the disabled list. So, you know, if we want to look at that as a factor and we still believe that pitching is a big piece of the game, you have to think that it's advantage Cleveland. If you want to look at the American League East, Baltimore, actually, we talked about the record since April the 30th. Since April 30th, Tampa Bay 34-29, as I mentioned. Baltimore actually better at 34-26. So Baltimore's been picking up games on the Rays since the end of April. I still think the Yankees have a run in them. I'm hoping the Blue Jays have a run in them. I think Boston is doing this with mirrors. I just don't see how Boston is sitting there right now four games over 500. And, you know, the interesting thing with Boston is they probably have the best record against plus 500 teams in that division. So I don't think you can count anybody out of there yet. The question is it going to stay that tight all season? And if it does, are we looking at all three wildcard teams coming out of the American League East? If we are, that just tells you how competitive that division is.
Yeah, and to your point right now, when you look at the wild card, it's Baltimore, obviously, they're the number one. You got Houston, number two, and then the Yankees are right there. The Blue Jays right there. And then Boston, that you're talking about, they're two games behind. Minnesota, four games behind. It looks like Seattle's four games behind. So there's a good race for the wild card. And I think you have a good race on both sides, right? The Dodgers are leading on the other side with the Marlins. Both those guys are they're leading the race. You got the Phillies right there. You got the Giants, who are playing better baseball this year there. And then the Brewers. And then the Mets are 5.5 back, which right now I wouldn't put them in that race at this moment in time. Okay, so with that being said, let's flip it down to the National League Central, because Mike had his questions about the other side. I've got my questions about the Milwaukee Brewers and whether or not you think they're going to be able to figure this out long enough to wind up getting in first place, because I really think you want to win the division, okay, because there is no guarantee that you're going to get in as a wild card, especially when you're coming from behind, right? So can the Cincinnati Reds keep this up is really the question I have. And, you know, like, Pittsburgh was playing great, and all of a sudden they've hit the wall. Okay, they're losing so much lately, it's ridiculous. And then St. Louis is pathetic. Okay, so it's basically between, you know, let's just call it the way it is, like a kind of a lousy Brewer team and kind of a lousy Cincinnati Red team. Like, I'm just calling it the way I see it, because they've been so up and so down, and they're not they can't keep it going, if you ask me. Like, that's what I'm seeing with the Brewers, is they can win four games in a row, but then they're going to lose four games in a row. So very inconsistent. And I think that's why, you know, when you look at both central divisions, that division's pretty close to being 500. Like you said, now a game above 500 is leading that division. The Reds are actually 10 games over 500, but how long will that last? They're on a good skid right now. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. I just don't trust anybody in the National League Central. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, John.
Yeah, but the good news is that because it's a division and you play most of your games within the division, if one of those teams can get hot in September, when there a lot of the interdivision games are being played, you have a chance to make up some ground pretty quickly. And you talk about Cincinnati, and Cincinnati at the end of April were 12-16. They were 14-13 in the month of May. They were 18-9 in the month of June, and you know, they've had a good July as well. So that's a team that's getting better as we go along. Pittsburgh, just the opposite. And, you know, Pittsburgh started out, I think, 20-9 in the month of April, 8-18 in the month of May, 11-15 in the month of June. They had the benefit of, A, playing in a weak, inconsistent division, as you've pointed out, and Pittsburgh also had a schedule that was against a lot of minus 500 teams. So perhaps their numbers were a little bit skewed. Milwaukee, to me, looks like the team that might win that division.
Oh, I like hearing that. John, as always, a pleasure talking to you. Hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody does, and that's why we have him for you people. Keep it close. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll rap about the sports world. Maybe we'll talk some football on the other side, Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and okay, I got you, Mike Wilson. That sounds good, brother. We want to talk a little NBA hoops? That's fine, man. So where's your head at with the NBA right now, man? I mean, I know a lot of money's been tossed out there in free agency, and we're still waiting to see what happens with, obviously, Dame Lillard. We don't know what's going on there. James Harden as well. Wemby, we got to see him. And I don't know, man. I'm not so sure what I think right now. I mean, I understand a lot of hype. I understand, you know, the dude's 7'3.5" after further review, not 7'5". He went out there and kind of struggled. I saw a little bit. I watched some, but didn't watch all of it. I guess I'm just curious where your head is at. Well, Summer League is awesome. Like, I mean, I love watching Summer League. It's pretty cool. Okay, don't get me wrong. But I also think, you know, it's a time where we got to see what these guys have. And I don't like to go too crazy one way or another right away, because you gotta let it play out. Let's be honest. But impressed or unimpressed with what you saw?
Here's what I will say. My expectations for Wemby are probably pretty equal to what yours is. Pretty tempered. It's summer league. You got guys that are trying to make squads. Free agents over there. I mean, it's fun to watch, but at the same time, he's the number one draft pick. He comes with all the hype. Of course, he gets in there, and it wasn't a shock to me that he struggled. It's a different game. Even NBA Summer League is a different game than Europe. In any league in Europe. And so, yeah, he struggled. He had a big target on his back. He's the number one pick. He's 7'3.5". He's, you know, people are talking about him being the best prospect since LeBron, all those kind of things. And so, you know, people are kind of gunning for him, and he's going to have to deal with that moving forward. And the other thing that, and I'm sure your thought process is kind of like this too, is that, you know, moving forward, he gets into the regular season, he's going to get pushed around. And he got pushed around in summer league. And, you know, he's 7'3.5". Yeah, he can dribble. He can shoot, you know, even though he struggled the other night. But he turns sideways and you can't see him. You know, I mean, he's uber thin. You know, he's like the kid from Oklahoma City, who, by the way, that kid looked good in the first couple games back after he injured his foot last season, Chet Holmgren. But Wemby, I think long-term, Wemby's going to be just fine. He has to adapt to the game. The overreaction with some people is, to me, is almost comical because it's been one game, one summer league game. Let's see how he comes back, what he adjusts with, how the Spurs kind of, you know, put him in spots where he can be successful. And, you know, the other night I was kind of noticed, I'm like, man, he, he kind of looks gassed. Like, he looks winded a little bit. And, you know, I've read some things, and a couple of Spurs coaches, like, yeah, he, you know, he was a little gassed. It was a little different for him. So, you know, there's some conditioning that he has to get better with on his end. But I think in the long run, let's just kind of hold off. And like you said, let's see how this plays out, because it's one game. It's one summer league game.
Yeah, Britney Spears maybe had a little factor in some of this too, with that nonsense with whatever happened there. Popovich got paid. I don't know if you saw that, but he's getting a 5-year deal worth $80 million. So they want Pop around to keep, you know, his tutelage with this guy, because he's had such great success, obviously, with Dave Robinson and Tim Duncan. So, you know, perfect spot for him to be in. I just don't, you know, there's a couple concerns I have. First and foremost, when you are 7 foot plus, you know, what kind of a toll does that take on your body? We've seen guys, you know, in the past, like, have trouble, you know, when they're a certain height, it's just hard. It's tougher on your body. You wind up having foot problems. You have this, that, and the other, you know, just,
right.
You can think about some of those guys of the past that have had those issues. So I just, there are definitely some concerns, and I think strength is going to be really important. Like you said, when you're getting pushed around and you're the biggest guy on the court, there's something strange about that. Like, so you will see his body change. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I believe wholeheartedly his body will change. Think about Giannis. Okay. When he came into the league,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look at his body compared to what his body looks like now. It's like apples and oranges, man. It's completely different. So you mentioned Holmgren, another guy that, you know, his body needs to change a little bit too. And it's funny, I saw some comment about, like, you know, last year they're putting his weight up. He was like 195 or something like that, something insane. And then they put up his weight this year.
Right.
He's like 207. Okay. So he hasn't put on that much weight, is what I'm trying to say. And when you're that big and you're that lanky, I mean, dude, it's harder for those guys to put weight on in a weird way. Okay. It's more challenging. Their metabolism, it probably is off the charts. Okay. So it's a little different story, a little different situation. I love summer league, man. I don't know about you. Have you gone to check it out? Have you done that in the past?
No, I have not done that in the past, and I've always wanted to. I mean, I'm going to be in Vegas in a couple of weeks for Pac-12 football media day, and I'm wondering if the summer league is going to be done by then. I think it is, but if it isn't, I'm going to check out a game or two. But it's always something that's interesting.
Well, so when are you there? When are you going
to
be there?
These guys. Let's see. I get into Vegas on the 20th, July 20th. Then I'll be back I get back to Phoenix like on the 23rd.
All right. So I'm looking, and it looks as though I'm trying to see how far it goes. It looks to me, wow, if this is correct, which I find it hard to believe, it can't be going this far. There's just no way. I've got this. Okay. So it's got to be, I'm thinking it happens in the middle of July, maybe, about something like that. Somewhere in that area.
That wouldn't shock me. Right.
We got maybe a couple weeks left of this. I don't exactly know how long we have. I'm trying to find it, because I'm looking on the NBA, and I'm at, if we go to, it's hard to know how long it actually goes for, because it has a bunch of different numbers on here. But in general, it's something that I think you and I need to get to one of these years. It does seem like, here, now I can get the schedule, actually. So now I've got the schedule. I'll be looking at it here. So it looks as though it's going to go until about, it looks as though we've got games all. Okay. So it sounds like it's going to end around July 15th. So we got about another week or so.
Okay.
Another week or so. But that's, it's entertaining. Okay. It really is.
Right.
it gives Vegas something to have going on for the summer. And Vegas is hopping, man. They're pretty soon Vegas is going to have every sport, man. They will. You got to get a baseball team there. Yeah. They already got the football team, right? You got to get a baseball team there. You got to get a basketball team there. They got a hockey team, right? So they got two of the four. That they're coming, man. Like, it's coming. It's only a matter of time before Vegas does get all that stuff. But getting back to summer league, getting back to the NBA, what do you think happens with Dame? What do you think happens with James Harden? I'm starting to think that they may not be going anywhere, bro. It just may not work out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, as James Harden, look, there's a few things we know about James Harden. He likes to dribble. His defense is kind of sketchy, and he likes to force his way out of town. I look at Harden, and he's obviously not the player he once was. You know, his ability to be as dominant as he was, say, 3-4 years ago, it to me is just not there. And he's a lot of drama. And we always talk about teams and chemistry and all that kind of stuff, and how coaches, they don't like drama. They want chemistry. Harden to me he's not a chemistry guy. He's not any of that. Yeah. He will bring you some offensive punch. But I don't know anymore if there are teams out there that want to deal with everything else that comes with him. So I look at Harden and I'm like, I don't think he's really going anywhere. I see him still playing in Philly. The other, you know, with Dame, you know, all these people, they're like, oh yeah, he's going to go. He has to go to Miami. The hell he does. What is Miami going to give Portland that Portland doesn't already have? Like, people want to talk about, you know, Tyler Hero going to Portland. Portland already has a bunch of guards. They don't need a Tyler Hero. Would they take draft picks? Sure, they're going to take draft picks. But I don't think there's a team out there that is going to give Portland what they want. I mean, supposedly Portland wants 4 first-round draft picks. Okay, let's just use Miami's example. Miami gives you 4 first-round picks. They're not great picks. Sure, they're first-round picks, but you give them Dame, you're talking, you know, NBA draft picks that are 25 to 30 or 31 in the draft. Those are not guys that are going to immediately come in and just make a splash. They're not great picks. So to me, Portland has all the leverage. They really do have a lot of leverage because they're not going to do something that's going to hurt them long term. They just aren't. And to think that they're just going to cave to Dame and what he wants or what his agent says that he wants. And to me, if I was a team that wasn't Miami, say a Philly, say Milwaukee, say Boston, and you make an offer, a legit offer to get Dame, and Dame's agent is all, you're going to get an unhappy guy. BS. Dame's not that guy. He's not. If he makes a couple of big shots in Milwaukee, Philly, or Boston, being a member of those teams, those fan bases will fall all over him. They will cheer for him, and Dame will be happy. Dame is not the guy that's going to go there and just stink up the joint or pout or sulk or anything. So to think that Miami is the only destination, I don't buy that for 1 minute. I just don't, because Dame's not going to go there, like I said, and just cause a scene. He's not that. He's not that guy. So for right now, Portland's going to take its own sweet time. I mean, look, this could drag out until the trade deadline, until teams get really, really desperate to try and make a push to the playoffs, you know, kind of thing. So I could see this going to the trade deadline for sure.
No, I think you've got a good point. I think, you know, out of the teams that you mentioned, I actually think Boston, when you really think about it, because of the Jaylen Brown situation with Jason Tatum, they weren't so happy with that. How do you give him $300 mil? You know, like it's a challenge. So, and you know what you get with Dame. Like, I think if they can figure out a way to make that work, they do. We got to take a break. I know I hear the music, so let's do that. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. Haven't said it too much today. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, only a couple minutes left in this hour. Anything you need to get off your chest or any final thoughts you may have for this hour?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I was watching some F1 before we went on the air, and I'm a big F1 racing person. And I'm telling you, this, I don't think I've seen a more dominant racer. Lewis Hamilton was really good, but this Max Verstappen, he won again. Like, it's just, he's taking races every week. And I mean, this is about as dominant as you can be
as a racer, as a car racer at any level. And it's pretty, I don't want to say inspiring, but it's dominant as hell.
Yeah, your guy Hamilton, by the way, he was, what, like 6 seconds behind him or something like that? And the next closest guy was like just under 4 seconds. So you're right, he's kind of like destroying the competition, quite frankly. Hear the music. We got a break, baby. Stick around. Hour one in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports. Be back.
News. I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is headed out on a five-day trip to the United Kingdom. He'll meet with King Charles on Monday about climate change. While in London, he'll also meet with the Prime Minister. Russia's war in Ukraine will be a major part of the agenda at a NATO summit that Biden and other alliance leaders will attend beginning Tuesday in Lithuania. A major landslide south of Los Angeles has forced at least 12 families out of their homes, some of which have been deemed as unstable. Police are patrolling the area to watch for looters. Utility companies are making sure gas and power lines are safe. The Red Cross is providing shelter and necessities for the families that were evacuated. Dangerous heat is bearing down on parts of the U.S.
The National Weather Service reports a long and intense heat wave is locking in over parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and inland California. While in the southeast, another front is hitting the state of Florida, especially hard with life-threatening high temperatures. They warn those living in a number of cities, including Phoenix and Miami, to try and stay out of the sun for the next several days. Forecasters are calling for highs of 106 to 115 degrees in Phoenix, following eight straight days of highs above 110 degrees. Officials also warn hot, dry conditions could set off wildfires in northern Arizona. I'm Scott Carr.
Former President Trump attacked GOP challenger and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at a rally in Las Vegas yesterday.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated. He's highly overrated.
In a speech, Trump also spoke about the border, the economy, and the Biden administration. SpaceX is ready to test the limits of its Falcon 9 rocket this evening when it launches a record-breaking 16th flight. The reusable rocket is scheduled to lift off from Cape Canaveral at 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time. It's carrying the fifth batch of second-generation Starlink satellites. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Lawmakers are demanding answers about where a bag of cocaine was found in the White House and who brought it there. Laura Winters reports.
House Republicans demanding a briefing from the Secret Service. Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer requesting a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of next week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures, Comer calling the incident unacceptable and shameful. The bag of cocaine found last Sunday night, which prompted an evacuation of the White House.
Six people died when a small plane crashed in dense fog in Southern California. The FAA says a Cessna twin jet business plane with six people on board went down in a field in Riverside County early yesterday morning and burst into flames. Investigators say the plane was attempting to land for the second time at the French Valley Airport in Murrieta and crashed 500 feet short of the runway. One of the two remaining Beatles got a birthday gift of cosmic proportions.
NASA is sending Ringo Starr's voice across the universe.
Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
In celebration of his 83rd birthday on Friday, NASA announced they beamed a recording of Starr saying his famous peace and love chant into the cosmos. I'm Trey Thomas.
Insidious, The Red Door is scaring off the competition at the box office. Sony's latest installment in the horror franchise made a surprising $15 million on its opening day, pushing it to the top of the charts. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We got a lot to talk about, whether it would be Wimbledon, which is happening right in my backyard right now on my television, or we can obviously talk about the NFL. That's gone on 24/7, 12 months a year. It doesn't make a difference whether they're playing or not. We got NBA hoops to talk about with the summer league happening right now. A lot of these rookies that we're getting to check out for the first time on an NBA basketball floor. Obviously, a lot of hype with Wimby. Just so much to talk about there. Obviously, baseball's happening. Golf is going on. Like, literally, everything is happening right in front of us right at this very moment, Mike Wilson. So, excited to talk another hour with you about what's happening in the sports world, bro.
Absolutely, brother. Let's get it going. And we're just kind of in that sweet spot with everything going on all at once.
Yeah, Joker, man. Will he get number 24 at Wimbledon? We'll see. Never know. Got to give it the chance. Got to give it another opportunity because I think the dude is just that good. He's the GOAT, in my opinion. We got to take a break. We're just getting warmed up once again for hour number two. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. You know, I've been thinking about this for like the last couple few weeks, ever since it took place, and I'm going NFL on you right now, in case you didn't know where I'm going. And I just don't get why D-Hop hasn't found a home. I don't really understand it. I don't get it at this moment in time. We know what the guy can do on the football field. I've heard the Patriots maybe would be a potential landing spot. I've heard a couple other spots maybe. But is that a little shocking to you that D-Hop doesn't have a home yet?
Oh, absolutely. It's a little shocking. Most teams would love to have a talent like DeAndre Hopkins. Like he's one of the best. He's been one of the best in the game for a long time. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure what went on here in Phoenix, you know, with the Cardinals. I mean, there's probably a plethora of things and, you know, whatever's been out in the media, that kind of stuff. But it just boggles my mind that a guy that has that much talent and those good of hands hasn't found hasn't found a team yet. And, you know, obviously you mentioned it, the two teams that are in the running are the Titans and the Patriots. And, you know, my general thought is I think he would look great in either uniform, but me being a Miami Dolphin fan, yeah, just put him in Tennessee. That would be a good spot for him, so I don't have to see him, you know, twice a year kind of deal. But it is a boggling, confusing, curious situation with DeAndre Hopkins. And it makes you wonder if there's more to him, or there's stuff that these teams have found out about him that are causing them not to pull the trigger on a contract yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand it. I'm pretty sure he'll wind up somewhere. But it's a little bit, it's a head scratcher at this moment in time. What are you hearing about Aaron Donald? Are you hearing any particular suitors for Aaron Donald?
No, I haven't really heard of too many suitors, because I mean it's going to take some money. Like you're going to have money to get this guy in the fold. But at the same time, that is a little curious too, as to why he's not going to be a Ram, and why the Rams maybe wouldn't want to have him around and everything. So there are a few things going on with, you know, certain players in the NFL now. Like you said, it's a head scratcher, because you look at your Packers or my Dolphins or the Steelers, who I also root for, and be like, man, I'll take DeAndre Hopkins or Aaron Donald in a heartbeat. But then again, you got to think, okay, money, what's the cap hit going to be? How much is it going to take to get someone of this quality in the fold?
Speaking of cap hit, speaking of money, what would you do with Saquon Barkley if you're the New York Football Giants?
Whew, that, man, Andy, that is a very good question. If I'm the Giants, obviously you want Saquon on the field. You want him on the team, because he makes life for Danny Dimes a lot easier. A lot of the success that Danny had last year was because he could turn around and give it to Saquon Barkley. And Saquon does his thing. So if I'm the Giants, I do everything in my power to try and land him, because he is an integral part of that team. Because they are, you know, as much as they rely on Danny Dimes, they rely just as much as on Saquon. They need Saquon. Because I think without Saquon, you're not going to finish where you want to finish in that NFC East.
Well, the Colts also had a guy that they were relying pretty heavily on, and then all of a sudden injuries and just wasn't the same guy.
I'm
talking about Jonathan Taylor. Can he rebound? Can he have a breakout season once again, or do you think his best days are behind him?
I still think he can do it. I think, you know, despite the injuries, he's still – how old is he, Andy? Do you know how old that kid is? Because I don't want to say he's 30 years old or older. I still think he has a bunch of carries left in him. But, I just think he can still do it.
Yeah, again, it's interesting. I feel like Jonathan Taylor is 24 years old or so. 24.
Oh, you think he's 24. Okay, so he.
Yeah, I think he was born in 99, if I'm not mistaken. So I think he's 24 years old. I think he was born January 19th of 1999. That's my guess. And I think like you're saying, he's not at the age where he's turning that corner. We always say the number is like 30 years old for a running back, right? Where they start turning down the wrong path. He's on the right side of that. So, Yeah, I just think maybe he had too many injuries and got banged up, and we can expect him to get back to his greatness. Here's another head scratcher I'm going to throw at you. Delvin Cook. Like, why is he not on a team?
Good thing you brought him up, because I was about to bring him up as well. I think Dalvin's just taking his time. I think this is a little bit about he doesn't exactly want to go through all of training camp kind of deal.
Okay.
With him. I just have a feeling. I mean, that's a guy that's been rumored to be headed to Miami. But, you know, Miami, you know, hasn't pulled the trigger on that and hasn't got him in the fold yet. I mean, there's probably a few places. Maybe, you know what? If the Giants don't cut and they do something with Saquon, I could see them trying to take a shot at Dalvin. You know, Dalvin can break a 90-yard runoff at a moment's notice. He's that kind of guy right now. But it is really kind of a head scratcher as well why he's not with the team. But like I said, I think this has to do with not going completely through all of training camp and, you know, saving his body maybe a little bit. But he is certainly a talent that should garner a lot of attention.
Another guy that's on the right side of 30, if you ask me as well. You know, this is a kid that was born in 95. I think he's around 96, whatever it is. I think he's 27 years old, okay? Doesn't really make that much money either. The guy was making like a little bit over $1 million. Like, I'm sorry, but this guy's way too productive not to be playing. So it has to be right. What you're saying. It absolutely has to be what you're saying is that, you know, he's at the point where he doesn't want to go in OTAs, doesn't want to put in the extra work. He'll be ready to play when time comes. But this guy's too – he's one of the top five running backs in the league, man, when he's on the field. Like, you can right. use this guy out of the backfield to catch passes.
He's a big fantasy guy.
Yeah, like, dude, this is a head scratcher to me, man. I definitely think Miami is a great landing spot for him. They have a stable of running backs. They got Mostert, they got him, they got Wilson. Yep. If he can get back for being healthy, like, dude, they have so many weapons in Miami. Anyways, I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back, man. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. People call us. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Speaking of real, we haven't really talked about tennis much. Obviously, Wimbledon happening right now. It's going on right behind me as I'm watching Sinner, he's about to advance. We're in the round of 16 right now. Tiafo, the young American, goes down earlier this morning to Dimitrov, who that was a very impressive win, man. Straight sets. That's an eye opener to me, Mike. Novak Djokovic
wasn't even close.
No, Novak Djokovic obviously will be playing here a little bit later. Carlos Alcaraz won yesterday, so he's waiting in the wings for somebody. I would really like to see those guys once again in the final. I know they played in the semifinal at the French, and Joker got the best of them there. And I don't know, man. I think it's – to me, it's one of those things like to be the best, you got to beat the best, right? And right now, right. To me, Novak, he's that guy. You know, we've had that guy be Roger. We've had that guy be Rafa. Well, that guy right now, it's Novak. And that's the mountain that Alcaraz has got to figure out how to climb right now. So he bested him at the French in the semis. It was too bad that they had to meet in the semis there, to be honest with you. They'll have an opportunity to meet in the final here, which is pretty cool because they're on opposite sides of the draw. I can't wait. Like that's if we get something other than that, I'm gonna be pretty shocked. And see that's the thing about tennis. Like, you know, in sports, Mike, there's usually someone that like is better than you, and you know you can't get over that. In tennis, you know, there's been a few guys that have just controlled the whole sport for so long. So it's like
dominated. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are we ready for the passing of that torch? And Novak is the guy right now that he's still standing. You know, Roger's done. Nadal, he'll be back, but it's his last year. Like, Novak is the last of those guys. And what he's doing at mid-30s, man, it's really, really, really fun to see. It's great to see. And I'm one of those people that I want to see it continue as long as possible. So if this guy can keep his body the way he's keeping his body, I think he's got another 2 or 3 years where he can still be winning major championships. And 25 was kind of always my number. Look, if he gets 24 right here, dude, we've got the U.S. Open
he's
coming
blow
up.
Blow by 25.
Like, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got the U.S. Open coming up, which is another great surface for him. And then the Australian comes after that, where he's won 10. Like,
right.
This guy could really, really separate himself, is what I'm trying to say. And then you're going to have the people that come into this and they're like, well, he's not playing the same competition. There's no Nadal. There's no Roger. There's no Sampras. Dude, to me, like, okay, to a certain degree, it's really hard to compare eras. But you also have to compare what's in front of you and what they're doing at that moment in time. So I hear the arguments of people, and I'll take them in one ear, and I'll let them roll out the other ear, Mike. Because you know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Novak Djokovic would have been good in any era, the same way that LeBron James would have been good in any era, great in any era. These guys would have been great.
Right.
Okay. There's certain people that are exceptions to that rule, and this is one of those particular situations. Like, dude, this guy is that good, and I don't see him slowing down, is what I'm really trying to say. So more power to him. Continue to have this greatness late into your 30s, and keep making these young guys work their butts off to beat you. And to have that mantle maybe be tossed from you to somebody else. But Joker, man, he's a fighter, bro. And Joker ain't gonna let it go easily. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, this guy will fight to the finish no matter what.
Right.
He's an unbelievable, right. Incredible athlete, bro.
And here's what I'm going to add, and obviously you are the tennis expert between the two of us, and at this radio thing. So, Joker, to me, he absolutely has the killer instinct. You don't win 24 majors without having a killer instinct. But here's the other thing that you mentioned, that you know these people will come out and they'll criticize. Well, you know, like you said, he's not playing the same competition. My reaction to that most of the time is like, look, okay, you may have a point, but he can only control what he can control. He can't control Fed's, you know, hanging it up. He can't control Rafa and his injuries. He can't control anything but how he prepares for each and every tournament, major tournament, that he participates in. He can only control that. So that kind of argument to me is a fairly weak argument to have if you're going to criticize the Joker with any of his future wins or his future major wins. And, you know, look, he still has 24 majors to his name. And a lot of those majors were won with Rafa playing, with Fed playing. So, you know, he didn't play against the great competition. I kind of look at it and kind of laugh and go, BS. He's played against great competition, and he succeeded against that great competition.
Yeah, and I think to further your point, the thing that you can compare, like I agree with you. You can't compare like somebody breaking down and getting hurt. Like, it's part of the game too, right? So with that being said, Novak has also gone through injuries, right? But he's still playing at an incredibly high level. And when you look at the other two guys that he came up with, well, one is rehabbing and an injury, and he'll be back for one more year. And the other guy has retired. So his longevity and his ability to continue to put his body through the physicality of this week in and week out, for six or seven matches of a tournament. That's what happens when you're playing majors. But the, his ability to stay healthy. That right. That means something, Mike. Like, it means something. And that to your point, that's the part that really bothers me about when people have the argument about who they think is the GOAT. Like, that means something. So like I've said to you about LeBron, and you, these are comparable in the sense of, you know, yes, he's playing a team, but we're talking about individuals and their impact, right? Like, right. We're saying that they would be great in any era that they played, okay? But we're also saying that these guys are special, extraordinary human beings. Like, they have an ordinary job, but they are extraordinary when you really think about it. You know, they go to play basketball. They go to play tennis. I go play tennis all the time, too. But these guys are ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And again, that there's something to that. And when people want to dog somebody and say, well, they outlasted it. Yeah, they did. That means something. So,
right.
I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, to me, is the guy that, like, people forget about. Like, the dude had a yep. shot that nobody
Thank
could
you.
Block. Like, the guy had a shot that nobody could block. Okay? And they changed a lot of rules because of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lou Alcindor. I don't know, man. It's like, it's a really, really interesting thing. But I am so waiting to see Novak and Alcaraz go at it one more time. And this time it'll be in the final. And hopefully, you know, Novak can once again just throw his greatness out there and continue this unbelievable run of major championships. And you know what? Distance yourself enough from people so that all the nonsense and the BS arguments, they kind of go away. And people just appreciate the greatness that they're seeing at this moment in time. Hear that music. I know we got to pause. We will. We'll come back, man. We're going to continue. Hang up the chains.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. So we did mention this and talk a little bit about it last week as we were talking NFL. But I want to dive back into it a little bit more. And that's Lamar Jackson. All right, so dude got paid, right, in the offseason, which was great to see. But I think even more than that, though, they got this guy some weapons. I'm really, really intrigued to see what this season looks like for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. If people forgot, Odell Beckham is now with him. He's got Bateman, who was injured, but when he was on the field, that guy was pretty solid. Nelson Aguilera.
He's quality.
So, yeah, Nelson Aguilera he's got. My point is this, is the days of him just having a tight end to throw to, they're over. So does that mean that the AFC and the NFL needs to be on notice, Mike Wilson? Like, should they be worried about what Lamar Jackson can do when he actually has a bevy of wide receivers to throw to and a bevy of offensive weapons? Like, how dangerous could this guy be?
Right. Oh, he could have another MVP year. With those weapons. I mean, look, it's one of those things that you and I always say, like, look, let it play out a little bit. Let's see how this all looks on the field when the bullets are really flying kind of thing. But just on paper, if I'm a defensive coordinator in the AFC North, if I'm the DC in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, I'm like, okay, you got to come up with a scheme to not only defend Lamar if he gets outside the pocket. Now you got three weapons plus that tight end in Mark Andrews that you have to defend against. Otherwise, you're gonna get torn apart. I think they could be a somewhat of a surprise team in the AFC if this all clicks. This was a great thing to start off with, because I was thinking about this in the last couple of weeks with Baltimore. You know, you start getting close to the season, you're like, okay, who made some moves that on paper looks like they could be a problem? And this was one of those teams that I kind of looked at and said, they got this guy that they can throw to, and Andrews. And they have Lamar, who can turn into a running back at the drop of a dime. those AFC North teams, yeah, they've been put on notice a little bit, and everybody else in the AFC has been put on notice a little bit. I mean, look, the AFC is the out of the two conferences, they're, to me, talent wise, they're the better of the conferences. They have the best team in Kansas City, but you got quarterbacks and you got talent all over the field. I think Pittsburgh's going to be a bit of a surprise for people. Cincinnati's going to be there. KC's going to be there. I think Baltimore, Miami is going to be there. The one team that I don't, that's getting a lot of hype, and I know why, and you know why, it's the Jets. But I think the Jets are a 500 team, or maybe a game above 500. Like that offensive line for the Jets to me is just, are they going to be able to protect Aaron? Like they should. But there are much better teams in that AFC to me than the Jets. But getting back to Lamar and Baltimore, yeah, look out, because if that clicks, that could be a fun AFC championship game or an AFC playoff game between Baltimore and Kansas City. Just saying.
I got news for you, man. I don't wish ill will on anybody, but I sure as hell ain't rooting. I sure as hell ain't rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the New York Football Jets. Okay, but I don't hope anything negative either. I like being totally transparent with you. I don't wish negative for people, but I sure as hell ain't wishing good things. If that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense. I will say this: as soon as you said that line there, Andy, I was like, I know exactly who he's talking about. I know exactly where he's going with this comment. But I understand that. And plus, look, I actually think your Packers are going to be better than advertised and better than people think as well. So
7.5 is their win total. Interesting. Yeah, 7.5 is their win total, bro. And I see them winning 10 games. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, right. Everybody's all over the Detroit Lions for whatever reason, because they think that they're the sweethearts and the darlings. But in my opinion, you got to do something before you are that. Hey, there's another team that we haven't discussed nowhere near enough. Okay. And the way that they came on last year, I think the future bodes really well for them, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars, okay? Trevor Lawrence really showed us a lot late in the season, obviously in the postseason to a certain degree. Travis Etienne, man, this guy is – he's like a Swiss Army knife, man, like being dead serious. You can do just about anything with that guy. He has decent wide receivers, right? He'll just continue to grow with those guys. Like, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a team to watch over the next few years. They're on the up, man. They're definitely not on the down. They're on the up, and they're a team that I think we're not talking enough about. We're always talking about Kansas City because they got Patrick Mahomes. We're always talking about Joey Big Game Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. We're bringing Lamar back into the fold because now they've got some weapons. We talk about Josh Allen, right? We talk about, obviously, we're talking about the Jets because of Aaron Rodgers. But are we not talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars enough?
You know what? I don't think we are either. I don't think the national media is as well. For one, I mean, the team is in Jacksonville, Florida. It's not a huge market. It's not, you know, you know this as well as I do. The teams that are in the big markets gather all the attention, or the teams that have done something gather all the attention. But this is a team, and now, you know, I mentioned this last year a bunch of times, they have an adult in the room, in the head coaching room, and Doug Peterson, that knows how to coach quarterbacks, knows how to coach an offense, call an offense. And when you got a guy like Trevor Lawrence sitting back there, what is he, 6'6", like 225, 230 or something like that, and can sling it like him, and he has some weapons, and they've tasted a little bit of success. And those are the teams where you're like, okay, they tasted a little bit. They got their, they dangled their feet a little bit. They got their feet wet. Let's see what they can do second time or second season in with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence, you know, pulling the strings on that offense. I think Jacksonville is, I think Jacksonville is a playoff team for sure. How far they go is just how the season folds out and who they get matched up against and do they have home field and that, all those other extraneous kind of things. But Jacksonville deserves some more publicity than they're getting for sure.
To me, that's the best team in that division. It's kind of not even close, at least at this point. But again, you never know what happens with injuries and things along those lines. All right, let's switch over to the other side, the NFC for a moment. And I mean, it's really hard for me to say this, but I've really got my eyes on a couple few teams. And one of those is actually the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I feel like it's time for something to happen. Either it goes really well or it goes bad enough that they decide we've got to blow this thing up. We maybe we get rid of Fat Mike McCarthy. Maybe we do this, that, or maybe they figure out a way to move on from Dak. But I don't necessarily know if I think it's going to be all Dak's fault. But again, he's the guy throwing the ball. He's the guy that makes mental mistakes. He's the guy that throws interceptions at bad times in games. But again, how much of that is based on his coach putting him in a bad position? But my eyes are going to be on Dallas, man, big time. My eyes are going to be on Philadelphia. Like, can they repeat what they did? We know about them now, right? Like, we know about them. So Jalen Hurts ain't going to be fooling people this year. Like, do the Philadelphia Eagles have another really good season in them? And why I think they do is because you were talking about offseason moves. Dude, they continued to make some really good offseason moves. Yep. They got better running backs, right? Like, they made some really, really good moves. And you talked about Doug Peterson as the coach. Their coach, really innovative, really creative, has figured out how to use Jalen Hurts' skill set extremely well. And it's good to see. So Philadelphia and Dallas. And then I guess I'm looking at the Giants in the sense of, like, you know, last year was way better than we thought it was going to be for them. So will they be able to continue that? Like, that's a question. Because if they can, then this becomes a three-headed race in the NFC East, and which would make that exciting, right?
It would really make it exciting. I think Philly is the best team in the division. Like, I don't think there's much debate really on that they should win that division. But in terms of your three-horse race, that could happen. But there's a lot with New York that has to happen, and we've talked about the whole Saquon Barkley contract issue already. You know, Dallas, you know, we talked about Dallas. And I'm with you on Dallas because something has to give, because they have enough talent on that team to make it interesting with Philly in that division. But it just seems like they get snake bitten and something happens. Dak gets injured, or he has two or three games in a row where it just goes south on him, or, you know, Fat Mike is just, I don't know, he's not using the clock wisely, or just there's just something that happens that just screws it up for the Dallas Cowboys, which I'm all for. I mean, you and I are not Cowboy fans in the least, but they have no excuses in terms of the amount of talent that they have on that team to do something special.
I agree. All right, so speaking of special, Brock Purdy was all that and a bag of chips. Had that surgery, guys coming around, obviously things are looking good. That's my other question. How good can San Francisco be?
Oh, damn it. If Purdy continues to play like he did last year, they're going to be just fine, and they win that division. But watch the Seattle Seahawks, man. Watch the Hawks.
All right, we got to take a break. It sounds like the music's coming. Means we're coming back with our parting shots like we always do. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Thank you for hanging out with us each and every Sunday for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're always here live for you because without you people, there's really no reason for us to be here. Just making it clear and just coming through the way that it really is, man. We do this because we want your thoughts, your opinions. Speaking of that, we do parting shots. Before we do that, you can always get at Mike on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. You can get at me at Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, my parting shot goes out to Victor Wembanyama. Look, keep your head up, kid. It was your first game. You didn't have the success that you wanted. I think long-term you're going to be just fine. You got one of the best coaches ever in the NBA to guide you through. And, I think everything's going to be okay. And Andy, I know it's I know it's been a rough week for you, so I'm giving you a shout-out as well.
I appreciate that, brother. All right, so just kind of a thought on what you said. My biggest concern for a guy that's 7'3" is injuries and leg problems, ankle problems, feet problems. So that'll be something for us to watch with this kid. But with that being said, he obviously was on LeBron James' mind because I don't know if you saw this, but LeBron James was wearing a shirt talking about him being the chosen one. when he was at that game watching Wembanyama. So, guys take things personal is my point. Speaking of that, my shot, my last one's going to Novak, baby. Let's continue this unbelievable run in your mid-30s and continue that greatness at Wimbledon. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.